Welcome to the Boss Up Babe radio show, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle. Carissa helps mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and creating massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
What up, everyone? It's your favorite health and fitness coach and the ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins, and you are listening to the Boss Up Babe podcast show, where I am all about bringing you guys tangible tips, expert coaching advice on just ways to help you really boss up and thrive in your everyday life. I am so excited to, present to you today's guest of mine. She's not just a guest, she's a good friend, the amazing boss babe, Dr. Cindy. She is 51 years old. She's a married mother with two amazing teenagers who are just so sweet. She has spent the majority of her life uncovering the keys to true health so that everybody can operate at their highest potential. After just 3 decades of practicing medicine, she started building an online coaching program to help women in their second half of their life boss up too. So Cindy has learned to release a lot of amazing things that a lot of women I know experience, such as childhood trauma that was possibly holding her back, in her marriage, in her life, in her confidence levels. And now she has really, carved a way to not only take her lessons and her wisdom and her amazing, expertise and help women do the same thing. So I have mad love for this woman, not just because she's a badass doctor and a coach and a mom, and she wears several hats just like all of us, but she's also like a personal client of mine. And it has been a pleasure, Cindy, to be able to watch you really boss up, not just your body and your physical self, but your mindset. I feel that you are operating at a true queen level, and it just matches your badassery skill set that goes with it. So today I am here with the amazing boss babe, Cindy Starkey. Cindy, welcome to the Boss Up Babe show. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing so good today. It's a beautiful day down here in Atlanta, Georgia, and my babies are finishing high school and college, and it's just a really good day.
Man, time goes by so fast. I know you know that.
Yes.
It's crazy. I'm like, this is episode 6 of the Boss Up Babe show. And I'm like, man, where has the time gone? I'm just flying by. So I like to say, right, life just flies by when things are fun and easy and in flow, and we can just enjoy life, to the fullest this way. So you listen, we've got 30 minutes or less by now, so I want to make sure we get into the meat and the potatoes, because I'm all about, quality protein and good carbs. But I'm really curious, right? I really want to know, and I've heard it, and as a client, I know a little bit of it, but you have such an amazing story. But before we talk about your boss up story, your boss babe story, I want to know how you help women. How do you help them go from living life on the sidelines to living a fulfilling, healthy life?
Well, I feel like I did it at the patient's bedside for so many years. I decided to become a doctor when I was 21, and I was helping people be the healthiest version of themselves, kind of by looking at these metrics that we doctors look at, your blood pressure, your sugar, your BMI, all this stuff. But then as I've gotten older, I just started realizing there's so many more things I can help women with. And so we'll get into my story a little bit more as the half hour goes on. But once I kind of completely lifted the lid off of any self-limiting thoughts and beliefs and what I could do with in the sports arena and field by doing this Ironman triathlon a few years back, I just realized that the sky's the limit, and it's not something that's just for me. It's for everybody.
Ah, oh, did you hear that, ladies? The sky is the freaking limit. And Cindy has mastered that. And I feel that when you can unlock that mindset of like, the sky is truly the limit, like anything is possible, man, you make crap happen and things open up for you, right? So it's so good. So you like, you're not just help people on, I always say she's an amazing doctor by day and a transformational health coach by night, helping women on all levels and in all walks of life. But it all starts typically from some story, right? Some story, some epiphany that you had all on your own. So tell me about a time in your life where you literally had to boss up. Like you were like, I'm either here or I'm here. And here might not get me to where I want to go, so I'm going to have to go in this path. Tell me about a time that was just super impactful for you.
Well, I feel like it was just a few months ago, kind of back in October. You know, I've been wanting to, I am the Dr. Stark by day, and then by night, I am the real Dr. Cindy, yeah. Transformational health coach, you know? And I just could tell that I've been trying for 2 years to build this business, and something was holding me back. And so when coronavirus happened, I said, you know, I have a lot of time on my hands to sit here and think, what is holding me back? Is there something in my mind that's holding me back from just believing in myself and believing that I can do this? And so I just started this really deep, painful, I don't want to turn people off by saying it's painful, but you know, it's hard to look at yourself, Carissa, and just be really objective on your childhood and what you've been bringing to the table and to your marriage for the past couple of decades and to your kids. And I just did a lot of just self-exploration and trauma release. And I just feel like I identified everything that was holding me back, and I just busted through all of that. Mm. And now I always say that was Cindy 1.0, the version of just like, you're just like a creature of habits. And then 2.0 is when you realize what you want. But then 3.0 is when you actually just release all the limiting beliefs and just start going after it and stop being held back by your own shackles.
Yeah, girl. And I have got to at least witness 2.0. I'm sure 2.1, we are our worst critics. I'm sure she was a badass too. Because more than likely 2.1 was the doctor, Cindy, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of this life, you mentioned 3 decades of practicing medicine. Mm-hmm. So I know a little bit about your story, just a little bit about how no one in your family really bossed up and did anything like what you've really overcome and accomplished. And I know that that's so hard to break the chain, right? Of coming from a family who is not, like, there's not a ton of like high education in mine either, yet we boss up and we do the damn thing and we do things that are challenging to us. So how did you become a doctor when no one else in your family had ever gone to college? What were some of the challenges that you faced along this journey?
You know, I was dating a guy at the time who's my husband now. I was 15 and everybody in his family went to college. And so I kind of was hanging around someone who everybody went to college. And so, you know, his dad just said, where are you going to go to college? I'm like, I thought the question was, are you going to go to college? But that was assumed. And he just said, where are you going? And so I just started looking for colleges. And you know, my husband, Steve, and I ended up going to the same college, University of Georgia. And everybody just didn't really know exactly where I came from because no one in my family does do that, not on my mom's side or my dad's side of the family. But it was one thing to go to college, Carissa, but I really feel like when I really felt like a fish out of the water was when I ended up going to medical school and graduate school.
Yeah.
Because I just, you know, this opportunity fell in my lap of getting a scholarship to this thing called MD, PhD, medical scientist training program. And so after high school and then after college, then I started over 12 more years at that point, and no one could believe it. And I just developed this beginner's attitude. I wanted to quit every other year. I probably quit about 7 times, but I only quit for a few hours or for one night. And I just got up the next day and just did it again. I did it scared. And I was telling my son last night, we were going over your interview questions. And I said, do you want to know what was the weirdest thing, Wyatt? I said, when your mom started medical school, I was the only white Christian woman. Like, I was such a minority. And where I had gone to high school, this little tiny school in South Atlanta, everybody was my race and my religion. And now I was just around all these other nationalities and all these other religions. And I said, so I just decided if you can't beat them, join them. And so I started myself a multicultural dinner. Like we traveled to different houses and I made chicken and dumplings and fried okra. And then like the Jewish people invited me to their Seder meal. And then like the Korean people had me over there for bulgogi. And we kind of bonded over food. And I don't know. I just said, I'm around all the Harvard grads and Dartmouth grads. And, you know, it was like, everybody was the top of their college. And, mm-hmm. and now you were just at the bottom of the heap. I was so used to being at the top and then I had become at the bottom. And I just had to rise to the occasion. And we just, I don't know. It was thinking back onto it, it must've been really challenging, but I just kind of got creative and we just bonded in other ways. And I just realized I am one of these people and I'm just going to do what they do, you know, and a rising tide kind of raises all ships. And so I just did it. I did the thing.
Yes. Yes. I love what you just said. Right. So I love finding keys to your own success. And if you haven't, you know, right. I'm always like, okay, that is a key for your success. So what I heard there is that, you know, you may not have believed that you were this doctor yet or that you were going to study, like it was hard, right? But one of your keys, and there were so many, I'm sure, but one specifically that I heard is that we started surrounding ourselves with each other. You know, mm-hmm. like I find that you, even as a coach now, how many coaches do you talk to on an everyday basis? How many?
20.
Yeah, right. I mean, I always say, if you want to be healthy, hang out with healthy people. If you want to be a millionaire, hang out with millionaires. Like yes. you need to put in your tribe, put in your circle of influence that, you know, five people that are going to help you when you're feeling down and you know, and vice versa. It's not just about them helping you. It's you're inspiring them. And so that sounds like it was a good key to your success. Yeah. I know I'm going off question here, but I am curious because 7 times, that's a lot to say, I'm done. I'm over it. I know many of our listeners are entrepreneurs. And if you're an entrepreneur, you know that we've hit rock bottom every mm-hmm. once in a while. We're like, why am I doing this to myself? I got into business for flexibility and freedom. And now I'm just a slave to my own business. So how would one person hit the reset? That's what I like to call it, right? How did you hit the reset at that time and say, you know what, I got to get up and I got to try it again?
Well, back then, I was in grad school when I quit the most. Medical school was kind of easy because it was just like, if you do A and B for 4 years, you're going to get C. Okay. Medical school is like a little train and we just kind of did it. But grad school, they're like, here's your experiment. Here's your research project. Here's all the experiments. Call me in 7 years when you get your dissertation done, or call me in 3. I mean, it was just so loosey goosey kind of. And so I don't know if this applies to a lot of people, but I would just go to my higher ups and I would just tell them I'm really struggling. And I had this really, really wise, he was called a PI. He was like the principal investigator of my lab. And he would actually insist that I go take a break. And so I remember the best break I ever took was a 10-day trip to Italy. And I just said, I'm done being a grad student. I'm done with all these experiments. I'm done with writing these articles and my dissertation. And I just bolted to Italy for 10 days. And when I came back, my mindset was a lot better. And so I would just be really honest with myself, Carissa, and talk to other grad students at the time. And then also my boss, you know, and just tell them where I was. And what I would do is take a break and just get, you know, no problem lasts for very long. Just give yourself a chance and sleep on it and then wake up with a better attitude the next day. That's what I remember doing.
Yes. Well, and I'm just going to point him out because I heard him. So when you write your next book, girl, or you're teaching your process, I heard 2 more golden nuggets. So if you're listening, these are golden nuggets right here. Accept and ask for help. If you need it, there is no shame in asking, like, hey, y'all, I am struggling here. I'm on the struggle bus. I need help, right? And his best then advice, if you didn't hear it, was to take a break, relax. Step away from the overwhelm and the chaos, go do something fun, move your body, like get up and do stuff, and then come back with a fresh, you know, mindset, fresh energy. So holy, I'm writing these down. Y'all, I'm going to put this in the show notes for sure. So she's been on an amazing journey, you guys. If you are just kind of catching in and you're like, what is she? Like, what's this episode all about? We are interviewing the amazing Dr. Cindy Starkey. She is not just a doctor, but she's also a coach, mother, wife, just like many of us, wearing several hats. And she's doing the dang thing. So I thought, why not bring her up? She's a true boss up babe. And we just got done hearing a little bit about her story. And before I get, and holy cow, and she gave us strategies at the beginning and she didn't even realize it. So she's that good, y'all. But before we dive in to, you know, her, she's an author, she's written a book, she has learned to release childhood trauma. She's overcome some of life's major successes. But before we dive into her key to her success, Cindy, how can our listeners find you and, you know, come to you and seek out information if they need your help?
Okay, thank you. I'm most active on Facebook and it's just Cindy Stark and C-I-N-D-Y Stark, S-T-A-R-K-E. But on the web, I have a website called therealdrcindy.com. And there is really the best way to kind of get into my community where I send out emails at least once a week. And it's a little button that says reserve my pass. And I've really just digested it down to a little tiny 30-minute video of what I do for my clients. And that's where the best way they can find me.
Beautiful. And what was
the
that
real Dr. quickly? Cindy.
The real, you know, y'all, that's a true boss, right? The real Dr. Cindy is in the house. We've got the real one, not the fake one, not the imposter. The real one, people. I love it. So like a true boss, I love it. You're very much, I always say things like, you're my soul sister, right? We connect on so many different levels.
Yes.
And when I realized that you are an author too, I'm like, just another thing for us to connect. Too. Y'all know that I co-authored a book called Women Who Boss Up last year. And then this year I was just interviewed and did another co-authored book called Expert Profiles. But Cindy is also an author. So she wrote a book called From Fear to Failure to the Finish Line. And tell me a little bit about that book and where they can find it.
Yeah, I'm going to make this story really short because I do want to tell a little bit about what the book is about. So a few years ago at 45, I decided to really prove to myself what I was capable of doing. And so I decided to attempt an Ironman triathlon, which is historically the most difficult one-day sporting event worldwide. It takes 17 hours to complete. And I had to write it down, Carissa, because I was a one and done. I did it once and I never did it again. So it was a 2.4-mile ocean swim. Took me about 2 hours. It was a 112-mile bike ride. Took me about 8 hours. And then that was ended by a marathon, 26.2-mile run. The only thing I knew how to do at the time was freaking run. I didn't even know how to swim or bike, like, you know, ocean swimming. And 8 hours on a bike, I mean, I can bike, you know, down the street, but 8 hours? So yeah. I had to train from the ground up. I spent two years training. And the book is about from fear and failure because my first finish line. I didn't cross the finish line. I got disqualified. Mm-hmm. I was biking too slowly to go to the finish line and the transition from bike in to the running beginning. I was biking too slowly to make it. So they pulled me off the course and I had been the type of doctor and triathlete that I was like posting it everywhere in the hospital and the clinic. I was on all the radio stations and all the newspapers. And so it was a very public failure. And it devastated me. And I wrote a book about it because what happened is I decided my story was not going to end with a failure. And I said, damn it, you're going to repeat that training and you're going to find another one that you're going to cross the finish line. And so I just had finished and I started it all over again and found another triathlon, another Ironman, just 8 weeks later. So I repeated the worst 8 weeks all over again. And then I did finish it. I finished it in exactly 17 hours, wrote a book to tell about it because I don't want people to think that just because you're fearful and just because you fail at something, don't let that be your story. Cross it to the finish line. Pick yourself up and try again and just repeat it. And the whole book is about just finding people to help you and then to support you because I was trying to do it a little bit on my own. And so all these people just came out of the woodwork to help me. And I just don't want anyone to ever think that failure defines them. So that's what the book's about. And you can find it on Amazon. I'm a self-published author. It's on, I got it on electronic, you know, the ebook, the Kindle thing, paperback, and then Audible. So.
I love
anyway,
it.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
Failure is not the end, right? If you could just take that approach and like sprinkle that magic across every area in your life, right? Because as a business owner, as a doctor, I'm sure you've, you know, made mistakes. And what would we do if we stopped at the first failure? I mean, we would have never rode a bike. We would have never cooked a meal, like after the first one burned. Like we don't, so many people allow failure to hold them back, to keep them back, and fear, like it can paralyze you. Or you can turn that fear and failure and turn it into power. And you did it.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. So awesome.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. So there you have it, you guys. You can pick up a copy of From Fear to Failure on Amazon. I checked it out. So affordable. So if you can't afford that, like, let me know. And we'll get you in touch with Cindy, because her, like the magic I'm sure she put in her book is the same amount of magic that she probably puts into working with her clients and working with her patients. So I love that. So how can women, I'm really curious, because when you say I have learned how to kind of overcome some childhood trauma, I find that we all have it. The beautiful part about trauma, and once you start sharing your story, is that every woman can start to relate. Every woman can start to raise a hand. The other, like a couple of weeks ago, I spoke about my teenage years and how I was just in a super abusive, toxic relationship. And just women will come out the word like, oh my God, you're so brave. Like I went through the same thing. And when we realize that that stuff, just like failure, doesn't really define us, but how can you truly overcome some of those traumas? And I just, with time, I want your one golden nugget, because I know you've had some coaching around this. Yes, coaches get coaches, people. We all have them. You should get a coach if you don't already. But what was your biggest thing that you learned so that you could overcome some childhood trauma?
Well, I'll tell you, I sought out some help because I knew that I was holding myself back. And, you know, I do just want to go back a little bit. When I was a kid, 14 years old to be exact, there was some inappropriate sexual behavior, some drugs and some alcohol in my house. I had older siblings and they had lots of friends. Mm-hmm. And I was 14. And I, you know, I kept thinking that that's what the trauma was from. But really, it's kind of like what all that happened to me as a child is what I let it mean for me, is that I was unlovable and unworthy to be protected against that kind of crap. And I carried it into my adulthood, Carissa. And it wasn't any fault of mine. It was just my subconscious mind and what the trauma had done to it. And I let it really wreak some havoc on my life for almost three decades, but specifically in my marriage, and hurt people. So I hurt some of the people that were the most important to me. And so I sought out the care of a woman to specifically release trauma and rewire your brain so that you just don't have the negative effects of any of that in this part of your brain called the reticular activated system. And I actually became certified to help other people release trauma, because I feel like that is one thing that sets me apart from every other doctor, from every other coach, from every other people that do NLP. You have to rewire that subconscious mind so that all this stuff we're putting in our conscious thinking mind sticks. Mm-hmm. And it takes 6 weeks, and you just go through the trauma one by one. You do it private. It's between you and God. And you just, you heal from it and you rewire everything. You cut cords, you resource your inner children. And it's a tried and true method. And I'm so happy that I'm getting certified in it right now. I'll be finished in about 4 weeks. And so yeah, that's how you do it. You have to follow this thing. It's called inner child matrix therapies.
Yeah. It's kind of scary, y'all, but when you work with a professional, like once Cindy's fully certified in that, once you work with a professional, it's like the Dr. Cindy doesn't just open you up and operate you and send you home, right? She has to put you back together and she helps you come back and feel whole. And so amazing, such amazing work. I know so many women really do experience tons of trauma, and trauma isn't as crazy. It doesn't have to be abusive. It doesn't have to be sexual. It could be just anything you made it to be as a child, as a baby, as a, you know, a fetus in a womb. Like we can experience those traumas at the earliest age of that. So
it could be a mean baseball coach or a bad boss.
I know. Seriously. It could be. Yeah. And so many people have, I think, relived these traumas, or stuff has come up during COVID, right? They've now been alone. They've been with partners they haven't. I know I saw this a lot, you know, where women were binge eating now and they haven't binged eaten forever. So many things. Listen, Cindy, oh, I could just continue this amazing conversation on. So the biggest key to your success with overcoming, you know, childhood trauma is really to seek help if you have it.
Yes. Don't go it alone. Don't have it alone.
And that proven system has shown up in your life 100 bazillion times, right? Don't go it alone. Best piece of advice there. So if you're listening, y'all, if you're listening to today's show and you are in a place of struggle, I want to encourage you to boss up and reach out to Dr. Cindy or myself. You know, she helps women really live their best lives and thrive, where I help purpose-driven women not just lose weight and double their energy, but to feel sexy and confident in their bodies without the dieting, without the excessive cardio, and all the guilt motivation that we've been taught to use to get us just to go to the gym and eat certain foods. So if you're looking to boss up and get healthy, I want to encourage you to go to 365dailyhustle.com. I have a free training video as well over there that can really help you hit the reset and boss up in your life. Ladies, boss babe, queens and mamas, doctors and coaches, whoever is listening today, I hope that you enjoyed today's Boss Up Babe story. Her tips, her expert advice. It is brilliant stuff, y'all. That was gold dust. She just like sprinkled all over. And in case you missed any part of today's episode, you can head over to your favorite listening platform, you know, iTunes.
Thank you for listening to the Boss Up Babe radio show with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.